KW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. No school today for the more than 420,000 public school students in Los Angeles. Their teachers are taking part in a three-day picket in solidarity with striking staffers who are demanding a 30% pay raise. President Biden announcing the establishment of two new national monuments, one of them at the Kastner Range in Texas.
It tells the story of the tribal nations who lived there and the members of our armed forces who trained in those lands. It's also a place of incredible beauty.
Still no word if former President Donald Trump will be indicted today, as he predicted that he would be.
They're not directly responding because they don't believe they are weaponizing the justice system. They expect the political attacks. They're certainly not unaware of them, but they are trying, they say, to go about their business and follow the facts and the law. That's the refrain that we always hear from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
ABC's Aaron Katursky outside the courthouse in Manhattan. This is ABC News. President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about controversial judicial reforms that have sparked weeks of protest in Israel.
The White House making it clear the purpose of President Biden's call with Israel's prime minister was to voice his concerns over the contentious judicial overhaul. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby giving interviews to Israel's two top newscasts, emphasizing the president urged Benjamin Netanyahu to seek a consensus on broad change. Kirby dismissing criticism the U.S. is overstepping, saying democracy, with its checks and balances, is a critical shared value. Here in Jerusalem, most believe the overhaul is holding up a White House invitation to Netanyahu, but Kirby wouldn't comment on any links. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The Energy Department reports the average price of regular, unleaded, went down 3 cents nationwide to $3.42 a gallon. Americans today are paying 82 cents per gallon less than a year ago. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. More and more Wisconsin school districts are hiring teachers using emergency licenses. A report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum finds that the State Department of Public Instruction issued over 3,000 emergency licenses last year, up from about 1,100 just a decade ago. An emergency license can be issued to people with a bachelor's degree in any subject area. Those teachers don't have to be fully certified. The license can be renewed for those trying to meet the requirements of a full license. A man accused of stealing a van from an Illinois funeral home with a body inside was arrested Sunday in Green Bay after a traffic stop. 23-year-old Dion Howard is facing numerous charges, including possession of a firearm by a felon. The van was stolen in January outside of a Rockford funeral home. The body was later found in Chicago. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there was some amazing history made in the last 24 hours. And if you thought that the Republican Party couldn't be any more ridiculous or a clown show, I got news for you. These first two items will surprise you. A Fox News producer just filed a lawsuit against Fox, claiming that its lawyers, when they prepared her for her deposition, a woman named Abby Grossberg, she's a producer. She's one of the producers for Tucker Carlson and Maria Bartiromo, that they coerced her into giving misleading testimony and false testimony in the Dominion suit. That's in a deposition. That's what they allege. Now, that's what she alleges. She says that they didn't let her know that by giving her some of this information that was false, she could be setting herself up for civil and criminal liability. She also alleged a work environment at Fox that was harassing to her and all women, anti-Semitic. Tucker Carlson's producer would make jokes and insult Jewish employees. But the most amazing thing about this, and this is in a publicly filed complaint, so you can say it on the air without fear of defamation myself. She alleges that they quizzed her about Maria Bartiromo having an affair with Kevin McCarthy. And they did it in a very crude way. They walked into her office, yanked open the door, and yelled, quote, "Is Bartiromo effing Kevin McCarthy?" She had enough of this place, especially when she realized how they'd fed her a line of whatever in her testimony. But I'll tell you something. This is a very serious thing, because in the Dominion case, they're asking for $1.5 billion, about $1.6 billion. It's a lot of money with a B. And the judge is about to shortly to rule on whether or not part of the case should be thrown out. Fox, which, by the way, espouses getting rid of New York Times versus Sullivan, which protected journalists, is relying on New York Times versus Sullivan to say that Dominion's a public figure because it's a public company, and therefore what they did was without malice and all that. But that's baloney, because Bartiromo, because Tucker Carlson and the rest of them sucked along with everything that people like Giuliani were saying and that the other lawyers were saying, and said there was a secret back door or something in the Dominion program where you could slip in votes. And they kept saying it. It wasn't just that they interviewed them. It wasn't just that they interviewed Giuliani and said, what do you think? And he says, and they kind of raise their eyes, shake their heads. That's fair commentary. And then you sue him, you sue Giuliani. But they went and ran with it. But this toxic back work environment, you should be able to get that on Google, the complaint, Abby Grossberg versus Fox News, and it'll be in the papers, believe me. And there is going to be hell to pay for that lawsuit. We're going to the lines. Tom and McFarland, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I haven't had a chance to watch the debate yet, but I'm planning on doing that later this evening. But I'm hoping that somebody asked Dan Kelly. You know, he campaigns on being a constitutional conservative. So I'm hoping somebody would ask him the question, where in either the U.S. Constitution or the state of Wisconsin Constitution does he have the authority to conspire to overturn a lawful election and place in fake electors in order to make sure Donald Trump wins? I'm wondering, where is that in the Constitution, and how is that a conservative principle?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And just to put a little flesh on the skeleton here, what Tom is saying is that Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly had a debate today, and it is going to be aired on TV tonight at 6 o'clock, various stations around the state, but it's also going to be aired on Civic Media. So turn on Civic Media and you'll hear the whole debate. Janet's pretty good. She can take care of herself, and I'm sure that kind of thing came up. But, Tom, I want to build on that quick before we go to the next caller, and that is this. What Tom's referring to is Dan Kelly was paid $120,000 by the Republican Party, just under $119,600 bucks or something. He is a staffer for the Republican Party. When he announced, he was a staffer for the Republican Party being paid. $40,000 of it was paid to him after he announced and was running his campaign. And he won't answer the question, quote, are you still being paid, or is there a promise that you will be rehired and get more compensation if you lose? He won't answer that question. This is a guy who also went around the state with Gableman, appeared before Republican groups claiming there was fraud, trying to get evidence of fraud, and they didn't come up with much. And this clown wants to be on the Supreme Court. You cannot have a paid staffer for a political party on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. You can't do it. It's not right. It's not right. Thanks for the call. We're going back to the lines. Gary of Sussex, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gary?
Hey, I just want to know what your opinion is and what you would have done if this happened to you. This weekend, I was at a wrestling tournament. My grandson was wrestling to go to state. If he wins, he goes to state, and he loses, he doesn't go any place. The season ends. Well, during the national anthem, everybody was standing there. Most of the people had their hands on their heart, not everybody. And people were, moving, just kind of standing there, moving their knees and turning their heads a little bit during the national anthem. Well, there was this guy that walked around drinking coffee, walking around in front of everybody. And everybody's looking at this guy, but nobody's saying anything. Well, after it's all over with, I went up to the guy and I asked him, I said, why are you walking around during the national anthem? We're all supposed to be, looking at the flag, putting our heart on our hands on our heart. I said, what the heck? What are you doing? And he says, I hate this country. I don't stand for this country. So I said, well, what about showing a little bit of respect for the people who do? You're a distraction, and it's very, like if I went to another country, I would stand for their national anthem. I may not put my hand on the heart, but I would stand there and be quiet and show respect for their flag. And he just said that he hates America. And I told him, I said, well, why don't you go down to Texas and leave the country, just cross the border. And he said, don't tell me what to do. And it's like, you hate this country, but you won't leave. You know, what would you have done if you were me?
I probably would have slugged them. So I'm a Navy veteran. So look, Gary, I'm with you on that one. I'm tired of people that don't stand for the national anthem. I'm tired of them that don't put their hand on their hearts. And quite frankly, I'm tired of people that kneel at the national anthem. The national anthem is one of the unifying characteristics and patriotism of our country. Period, end of story. And if a clown said to me, I'd say, get the hell out of here. And if he says, don't tell me what to do, I said, I just did. What are you going to do about it? That's what I would have done. Okay. I don't like guys like that. I'm an absolutist when it comes to patriotism for our country. Now, the other thing is this. I hope I forget if it was your son or your grandson, but I sure hope that he went on to state. So good for you, Gary. Thanks for calling. Going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. I'm looking forward to watching your debate tonight. My take has been pretty much the same down the road here with Judge Janet. You already have currently three Supreme Court justices that wanted to take my vote away for President Joe Biden, wanted to take it away, and they were okay with that. One of them is retiring, and it's going to be Kelly or Judge Janet that replace him. We cannot have that. That is against democracy. Also, Kelly is against fair maps. The only way you're going to get this state back to where it belongs is to have fair maps. Otherwise, it's going to be more government as it may even get worse. In fact, it will get worse if we don't get fair maps, and heaven help us if we would get a Republican governor. So I'm looking forward to the debate tonight. It's already went on, but so well, thanks for listening to me, Matt, and you have a great day.
Okay. Thanks an awful lot. I think, Calvin, do we have 1 minute left or we got to go to a break soon? Okay.
90 seconds.
Okay, Stephen of Green Bay, we have 90 seconds. Give me your thoughts, and then I will respond to you and Wisco Paul after the break, and then everybody else hang on the line. Go ahead, Stephen of Green Bay.
Well, just two quick points. First point, every time I think the Fox News thing can't get any worse, it does. And every time I think that they don't dig their hole deeper, they prove me wrong. Secondly, I watched the debate live, and I'm not going to give any spoilers because I know a lot of people haven't. But I think you're going to be disgusted with how many times Kelly looks right into the camera and lies to you and thinks that you're too stupid to know that he's lying to you.
Excellent comments. And now I'm really looking forward to listening to it because I did not see it. But that is terrific. We're going to a break shortly. But let me just quick respond to Stephen and Wisco Paul. I've already responded to Gary. Stephen, thanks for not giving us a spoiler alert. But there's nothing that Kelly says that surprises me. Here is a guy who's he's a paid staffer for the Republican Party. We can't have him on the court. And Wisco Paul, you're absolutely right. There were three deniers on the Supreme Court that almost flipped the state to Trump. We can't have another one put on. Thanks for calling. Everybody else, hang on the lines. I'll get to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna...
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 31. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, high at 48. Overcast skies. Cloudy again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 32. Chance for mixed precipitation Thursday with highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy Friday. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
WAUKradio.com.
You look like an angel.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. We start with Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jean, what's in your mind?
Well, thank you so much, Matt, and thank you for the great show and your wonderful callers. I'm calling today because I am making a plea with all of your listeners in Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, up where people have been able to get your voice for a long time. I'm very, very concerned here in my area. And we voted for an insurrectionist. I didn't, but the people in my area. And I have to tell you about the effects of gerrymandering, how important it is. I was looking at an older blue book for my representative, and he belongs to four chambers of commerce, four different chambers of commerce he represents in a small area here. That's how skewed it is. He belongs to five different sportsmen's clubs, five, where we get together with all the guys. We can push for people who shouldn't be in office. And I was thinking to myself, how do people compete with something like that if you don't have the funds to join all those organizations to, you know, push your views around? But anyway, in addition to that, they've got a new ad on, which, Matt, these make me sick, and I know how psychologically devastating, of some kid who was abused by their parents that were losing more and more and more weight. You know, the only abusers of children and women and minorities are the people with the R to their name. Not all of them. I'm talking about the ones that have taken control of our state and our government that don't give one iota about gun control, kids getting shot, people getting shot in churches, and women's ability to make their own health care decisions. I mean, this impacts women significantly, and someday they need to say how bad this is for women. But anyway, I didn't mean to go on and on, but please get out and vote, guys. Vote for Janet. Please help us. Yeah. And independence, if you ever wanted to make your vote count, please make it now and stand up and save our state and our country. Please do this.
Right.
Thank you.
Jean, thank you for calling in as always. And let me just underline that in this respect. Do you know that today is the first day you can vote in-person absentee? I've been voting in-person absentee for a while now. I really enjoy it. I go down to where I go is the municipal building in Milwaukee. You go wherever in your town. But it's kind of neat. There are hardly any lines. People are awful friendly. They do some great things. They show, you know, and there's a, in Milwaukee now, the voting machines and the ballots are slightly different than they had been before, and they show them to you. It's very, very simple. And you do it, bingo, and you get a little sticker that says, I voted. And then the day of the election, if it's raining, if somehow your day is all charged up, you voted. So consider it. It's 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today. That's not very much. 2 weeks from today. Now, I want to get back to something I said at the top of the show, that we got a lot of terrific calls. So let me just go to this for a second. I said that you would not believe how ridiculous the Republican Party had become. And I talked about the lawsuit that Abby Grossberg has filed against Fox News that just got filed. And it's very, very salacious. And you're going to read about it. But she's telling the truth. And she said, look, these lawyers came in and they fed me a line of baloney. And then I went into the deposition and it was misleading testimony. That's going to be devastating in that lawsuit. I don't see how that judge now can rule on any motion about what should be dismissed and what shouldn't be, unless it's pretty clear what those lawyers were up to and what they weren't up to. And they're up to no good, quite frankly. And not only that, the toxic environment, I mean, the toxic environment in Fox News, when you read this thing, is beyond belief. But there's another guy who's a clown, DeSantis. Now, why do I say that? In his new memoir, The Courage to Be Free, the following phrase appears, and then there's a lot of satire at it. He actually said in it, DeSantis, quote, I was geographically raised in Tampa Bay, but culturally my upbringing reflected the working communities in Western Pennsylvania and Northeast Ohio, from weekly church attendance to the expectation that one would earn his keep. This made me God-fearing, hardworking, and America-loving. This guy, I don't think he'd ever been in Pennsylvania or Ohio when he was a kid. He's a Florida kid. The guy goes, I was geographically raised in Tampa Bay, but culturally my upbringing is in Pennsylvania and Ohio. Look, but he campaigns to Texas. He'll go to Texas. He says, I was geographically raised in Florida, but culturally in Texas. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. This guy's out of his mind. You don't go around the country saying that I was raised in Florida, but I was culturally raised here, when you haven't even been there before. Now, here are some of the terrific things that people immediately tweeted back. One guy goes, I was culturally raised in Tampa Bay. I was geographically raised in Tampa Bay, but culturally, my upbringing reflects the royal court of Versailles, outstanding wigs, elegant discourse, and utter disregard for the seething rabble below. That's what the next guy, then another guy goes, I was geographically raised in Tampa Bay, but culturally, I deal with people who eat chocolate pudding with their hands. Remember that DeSantis, the guy in an airplane, they serve himself chocolate pudding, dips his hands in, and slurps it up. And he's on the spectrum, okay? But then here's another guy. He goes, I was geographically raised in Tampa Bay, but with a cultural perspective that allows me to easily detect BS when I see it. This guy is running for president. All he had to do is say, Trump's a criminal. I'm a conservative. I stand with a strong America like John Kennedy and Reagan and all these guys, and we're going to keep the Ruskies out and leave it alone. Why does he have to say, you know, this guy's out of his mind? I got to go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm having too much fun. Back after the break. When you are devil in disguise, oh, yes, you are.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. No school today for the more than 420,000 public school students in Los Angeles. Their teachers are taking part in a three-day picket in solidarity with striking staffers who are demanding a 30% pay raise. President Biden announcing the establishment of two new national monuments, one of them at the Kastner Range in Texas.
It tells the story of the tribal nations who live there and the members of our armed forces who trained in those lands. It's also a place of incredible beauty.
Still no word if former President Donald Trump will be indicted today, as he predicted that he would be.
They're not directly responding because they don't believe they are weaponizing the justice system. They expect the political attacks. They're certainly not unaware of them, but they are trying, they say, to go about their business and follow the facts and the law. That's the refrain that we always hear from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
ABC's Aaron Katursky outside the courthouse in Manhattan. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A teenage boy is dead and five women are wounded after a mass shooting late last night in Milwaukee. The boy was 15. The women are in their late teens and early 20s. Police lastly said anything, we're still putting together what happened and why. Janet Protasiewicz says she'd rule based on the law while at the same time being open about her personal views on issues like abortion.
My personal opinion is that should be the woman's right to make the reproductive health decision, period.
She debated Dan Kelly today in the only head-to-head debate in the Wisconsin Supreme Court general election. The whole debate tonight at 6 on many of these Civic Media radio stations. In sports, Badger men's basketball plays Oregon tonight in the NIT quarterfinals. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to Ukraine and Russia. Let me tell you something. You read about it. There's this meeting between Putin and Xi of China. China is starting to get a little closer to Russia. I want to put that in perspective, give you some historical basis for what's going on, tell you what I think. The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Putin. That's not going to be easy to execute, but what it does is isolates him. He's a pariah, he's an animal. He's committing a genocide in Ukraine. He's a sadist. And theoretically, anybody who signed on to the ICC protocol should arrest him when he shows up in their country. Now, many of them are not going to be able to get through his security, little small countries, but he's going to have to be very, very careful where he travels. And Xi obviously had already set up the meeting before the warrant, and he tried to downplay it but he got a little egg on his face in doing it. Let me tell you one way I think this can be helpful. One way it can be helpful. Remember a guy named Slobodan Milosevic of Serbia back some time ago? He was, he'd killed a lot of people in Croatia, killed a lot of people in Kosovo, and the International Criminal Court issued a warrant for him. The way that played out was his opponents in Serbia, who wanted to get rid of him and take power themselves, turned him over. And he got extradited to The Hague, put in jail, and he died in the before the trial was over. The point is that there are a lot of people in Russia right now who can't stand Putin, some of them because they are good people, like Alexei Navalny, whom he threw in jail, but many of them are just thieving sadists and genociders like him, but a little more realistic about what they can get away with, and it would be very easy to just bundle this guy and turn him over to The Hague. Is that going to happen? I don't know. But he's got to watch his back. Zelensky, Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, had a great comment. Putin snuck into Mariupol and occupied Ukraine at night to show that he could do it, stuck a toe in and pulled it out. Zelensky said, as befits a thief, he came in the night. As befits a thief, he came in the night. This guy is toast. Putin's not going to live a long life. The only question is, how can we get him out of there? How can we get rid of him? Get the Ruskies out of Ukraine and get some sense in their heads. Joe Biden said that the arrest warrant of the ICC was justified. It looks now, and I had thought that this was probably a joke, but it's not a joke. Putin uses body doubles more than we realized. Apparently, there are a number of people over there who sort of generally look like him, especially if they wear a hat and keep their head turned. And he's afraid of assassination. And he uses body doubles to go to a lot of events. But China is a concern. Let me tell you what I think is going on and then what the antidote is for us. Up until now, much of what we call the third world and the second world has been divided among themselves. In the Middle East, of course, I mean, you have the Saudis and the Iranians. The Saudis are Sunnis, the Iranians are Shiites. They hate each other. They're always trying to kill each other and so forth. In Asia, people are afraid of China. Vietnam's afraid of China, the Philippines, Japan, Korea, everybody's afraid of China. China now, through its Belt and Road Initiative, has been reaching out with money in Africa and even South America to try to get them on its side. And Honduras, unfortunately, just now said they're throwing in with China. They didn't come right out and put it that way, but they basically said they're going to warm up relations and accept investment. In Africa, it's starting. What's happening is autocracies are starting to come together. Xi of China went into the Middle East and he brokered a deal, a rapprochement between Saudi Arabia and Iran. They hate each other. And as a result, Iran said it would stop attacking Saudi Arabia through the rebels in Yemen, and everybody shook hands. Well, they hate each other. They still hate each other, and this isn't going to last very long. But the point is this. China is trying to unite the autocracies of the world against the West, and specifically against the United States. They're doing some of it with money, Belt and Road, which they did in Africa. They're trying to do it in South America. They did it in Pakistan. The antidote to that is the Chinese, the communist Chinese, are thieves. For 5,000 years, they had an emperor for almost all of that up until the last century, whom they worshipped, and he stole whatever he wanted. And the new communist leader, Xi, is nothing more than a communist emperor, and he steals whatever he wants. They're accustomed to stealing in their culture. It's an ant colony. And so the message to all of these countries, Pakistan, Africa, South America, is they go in with Belt and Road. They say, we'll build a harbor. We'll do this. We'll do that. And it feels really good. And then they say, here's the bill. And the country goes, we can't afford to pay that. You didn't tell us about a bill. And they go, okay, well, you have to pay it right away, but here's the interest. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I can pay that interest. You can pay part of the interest. And then they have them. They have them. That's what they are doing around the world. Now, by Xi going to be with Putin, he's made it very clear to Putin that they won't tolerate the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Why? Because they're good guys? No, not because they're good guys. They're an anthill, and they abuse their own people. It's because they are much weaker militarily than we are. We have many more nuclear weapons, and if that thing started, there would be no more China. However, there would be no more Europe, no more part of the United States, no more Russia. We don't want that. So I think that what Xi has done is tamp down any sentiment of Putin to use tactical nuclear weapons. However, apparently he can't stand to see Putin lose. He doesn't necessarily want to see him win, but he can't stand to see him lose and be humiliated. And so the question is, do they give Putin more arms? They've already given them ammunition. They've already given them some equipment. They did it real sneakily. And so far, there's been no repercussions. But Biden has been very strong with China. And he said, look, if you start arming them, there will be serious consequences to you. And the United States and the EU are the biggest markets for China. And I'll tell you something. I think that it has to be a little more direct. They like to save face, so it can be in private. You say this. If you start arming Russia, there will be no more immigration from communist China in the United States. No more student visas. These guys all come in here to steal IT and to spy on us. Anyway, we've already cut out significant visas to communist Chinese students. The Taiwanese are great. We welcome them. But the communist Chinese, because they're coming from universities that are affiliated with the military. We're still letting some of the others in. Everything's affiliated with the government over there. So number one, that's the end of Chinese communist immigration. Number two, your banks are going to get sanctioned. And yes, you're bigger than Russia. And yes, it's going to be more difficult to make it stick, blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is that they have a lot more at risk than we do. We're using them as a cheap manufacturing dumping ground, and some of our businesses are going to have to find other places. I'll tell you a couple of other places. How about Poland? How about Romania? How about Slovakia, Slovenia? How about the Czech Republic? These are all Estonia, all great workers. Let's use them. So stand by. Xi has a decision to make. How much to arm Putin, who's getting kicked in Ukraine? How much to arm him? Many people don't remember, but Russia and China have a border. And in 1969, they had a shooting war over a border dispute. And no one remembers because that was the middle of the Vietnam War. And it came and went. China and India right now. China and India have a border dispute that has resulted in deaths of military people on both sides. It's going on right now. What Biden has done that is very strong is to unite the rest of Asia, by and large, against China because they're historically afraid of them. They put up with 5,000 years of them doing bad things to them. So the Philippines, Vietnam, Japan, South Korea, they're all solid. Australia, of course. And speaking of Australia, now the Chinese are starting to jam the altimeters on some civilian airplanes of Australia, Qantas. There's ways of overcoming that. But that is a hostile act. And Xi at one point before said that one day they will occupy Australia. It's not just Taiwan they want. They have got to understand that we have no quarrel with the people of China. I like the Chinese, like Chinese food. I've read some Chinese literature, and I'm going to commend two novels to you. One of them is an anonymous work from the 17th century called The Tower of the Summer Light. Terrific. It's a picaresque novel. It was excellent. Another one is called The Plum in the Golden Vase, and it is the longest book I've ever seen. I didn't read the whole thing. It's a little naughty, Act 17th Century Anonymous. But people have said it's a brilliant book, and it is. Thousands of characters, thousands of pages. Some people say it's a precursor for Ulysses and Finnegan's Wake. James Joyce. I'm sure James Joyce never read it, so he's not hitting on it. And he was Irish, and these guys are Chinese. But basically, it had that same anecdotal feel, and it's terrific. They are capable of great literature. They're very fine people. They're capable of great literature. But we're not going to put up with their going in and helping Moscow genocide Ukraine. And they don't care about human life. I mean, there are cities over there that are bigger than Chicago that you've never heard of because they have 1.5 billion people. So a city with 6 million people or something is nothing. It's nothing to them. So that's the way they operate. But they'll lock them up, throw them in jail. It's an autocratic thing. Absolutely no right to privacy. It's communist. Can't have it. Going to the lines, Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Andy?
Well, Matt, I heard today that the Prime Minister of Japan was going to meet with the Ukraine president today to show support for the Ukrainians and so forth. And I'm just wondering if you had heard anything about that and what would you surmise by that action, you know, because of the fact, of course, that two is in Moscow and kissing you know who's butt. Just, you know, it seems like there's more and more characters getting involved in this whole situation between the Russians and the Ukrainians. And so,
right.
You know, what does that all mean, you know?
Right. Well, it's very good with Japan. I did see that today. Prime Minister of Japan was in Ukraine, and he's been supplying Ukraine with weapons. And he's on our side, very much on our side. And he went to Bucha, where all the torturing and the terrible things happened. And he said, I am very angry at what happened here, and my heart goes out to the people of Ukraine. Japan's a solid ally. One of the ridiculous things about this is in 1941, Japan and Germany conspired against us. And now Japan and Germany are with us, and it's China and Russia that are conspiring against us. And China, Russia, after initially Stalin had his pact with Hitler and got betrayed, we helped them out and we helped the Chinese out. So it's another Asian, European type thing, but against us. We're going to a break. Andy, I'm going to pick up on that a little more. Excellent point. Going to the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Earn, play, and win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Rewards Club members can earn up to $155 rewards play and $5 to use at Whitetail Crossing or to grab a bite to eat at the Swiftwater Lounge. Guests may start earning points on your Rewards Club card 7 a.m. through 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. till midnight every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Become an off-road warrior with Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa now until March 25th. Guests can earn entries for one of the grand prize drawings on February 25th, March 11th, and March 25th. All you need to do is earn 25 points to receive $10 rewards play and an entry up to 4 times a day. One grand prize winner will win a gift certificate to Power Pack Sports and Equipment in Marshfield for a Polaris ATV or UTV, with 6 consolation winners being drawn to win a scooter cooler or up to $500 cash. For complete contest rules and to see the rides in person, visit the Rewards Club booth. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988. then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 31. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, high at 48. Overcast skies. Cloudy again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 32. Chance for mixed precipitation Thursday, with highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy Friday. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to pick up on a little something that Andy of Beaver Dam just said. And the Japanese Prime Minister was in Ukraine. He may still be there right now. And I can't say enough and how important it is that Joe Biden is the president now, not Donald Trump or DeSantis. I'll tell you why. When you're flying a passenger aircraft through a storm, you want an experienced pilot. On a ship, when you're taking green water over the forecastle and heavy seas, you want an experienced captain. You really do. And Joe Biden's an experienced captain. The Xi said while he was with Putin yesterday that Putin has immunity from war crimes. That's what he said. Xi said this of China. Because the fact of the matter is that a Chinese communist premier would hang his own grandmother if he thought it would help him politically. They don't recognize war crimes. The guy, you've heard of Medvedev. Medvedev, Dmitry Medvedev, is the former president of Russia. Medvedev, when he heard that there was an indictment, I should say, not an indictment, an arrest warrant for Putin out of The Hague, said, quote, "Why don't we launch a hypersonic missile at The Hague?" End quote. That kind of talk, Putin uses him, and he uses one of the heads of Russian television and one of his generals to say things that he doesn't dare say about nuclear weapons and attacking the West. You cannot have someone this irrational in the world today commanding nuclear weapons. You can't. And you need somebody, in my judgment, like Joe Biden, who understands it, responds proportionately, arms Ukraine, does what he has to do, but does it in a way that doesn't trigger something that would be beyond a tragedy. Getting back to the United States, I'll tell you that, and by the way, you know, how do you think that we put together Australia, Japan, the Philippines, Vietnam, South Korea, and some of the Pacific, those little island nations around there? Joe put that together, and they stand as a shield against China. And it's very, very important that we keep that shield. The Japanese prime minister, obviously, is the key to all that. And then the Australian prime minister as well. But the others, of course. Get back to the United States. We don't know if and when Donald Trump will be indicted. Trump was bragging that he would be arrested today, raising money off it. But then he stuck a few more witnesses in front of the grand jury, this Bob Costello, who shot his mouth off. Turns out, apparently, Alvin Bragg, the DA, didn't need to use Mike Cohen as any kind of a rebuttal witness, and it should be ready for indictment. If it is ready for indictment, the FBI, the Secret Service, and the New York Police Department are all coordinating how to bring Trump there, get him fingerprinted and booked, get him enter a plea, and then, of course, he'll be immediately released on his own recognizance. Probably won't have his passport taken, and out of there. He'll immediately file an appeal, and he's going to try to delay this thing as much as possible. The Republicans are attacking Alvin Bragg, the DA, and Kevin McCarthy unloaded on him today, too. And, you're a terrible DA. New York's a violent place. Why don't you take care of that? Bragg came back. It was terrific. Bragg came back. Bragg said, under my watch as DA, homicides are down 32%. Shootings are down 14%. We will not be intimidated. And then he said, New York City is one of the safest big cities in the United States, with a far lower murder rate than the most popular cities where each of your chairmen come from. And he meant the three chairmen, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, his fellow Comer from Kentucky, and Style from Beloit, Janesville. Style, you know, that guy, he's trying to keep his head down and look moderate and hope to go statewide, him and Gallagher. Both of them are voting to shut down the government with McCarthy. And Style, the clown, is now saying a letter to Bragg on what? And send me your prosecution file. Let me interfere with the prosecution. Bragg goes back. He says, hey, Jack, take a look at the per capita murder rate in the cities. Take a look at them in Janesville, Beloit, Racine, and Kenosha. Take a look at them in Ohio. Take a look at them in Kentucky. Don't give me that. Don't give me that. It's a very, very good response. Very good response. Then it turns out Trump goes, I want protesters out there. And he didn't use the word peaceful. He doesn't use the word peaceful. He was basically inciting and ginning up kind of thing that he ginned up on January 6th. Turned out that not many supporters showed up. I took a look at some of the video and some of the crowds. In one of them in New York, there were so few people, there were tons of reporters because they all thought he was going to be arrested today. One guy goes up to another guy. He says, all right, what do you think about Trump? Why are you here? And the other guy says, I'm a reporter. Why are you here? The reporters are basically interviewing each other. That's how sad this response is. So sad this response is. Down in Mar-a-Lago, there were some so-called protesters, supporters. I saw one woman, she was an elderly woman, very nice woman. She said, no, I'm with Trump, and this is not a protest. This is not a protest. We are only showing our support and blah, blah, blah. Very, very low key. Trump, I think, is miscalculating the level of support. He may get some money, but the Republican Party has a dilemma, and we have a dilemma. They can't possibly nominate Trump, except they might, because the only opponent right now really is DeSantis. And DeSantis, you know, they can't nominate a guy who wears white go-go boots. You can go ahead and Google DeSantis boots and see how he looks. It's like Mike Dukakis with a tanker helmet. And a guy with go-go boots who claims he's from every state in the country. He's geographically from Tampa, but his heart's in, what, Ohio and in Pennsylvania and this one and that one, who Republicans say has a toe on the spectrum. One staffer say he eats like a wolf. You put a plate of food in front of him, he ignores everybody and snarfs it down, uses hands sometimes with pudding. And he's kind of a cold, aloof guy. You know, he's not a real warm guy. And above all he had to do, the idiot, you know, he said, all right, you're conservative. Okay, but how about standing with the United States against Russia? And he won't do that. This guy's never going to be president. And Trump, frankly, is afraid of Putin because he's being blackmailed and bribed. So much for the good news. Have a good evening tonight. Take a look at the Janet Protasiewicz debate at 6 p.m. You can hear it on Civic Media here. It'll be very, very interesting. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. It's all right. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. It's all right. It's all right.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.